The Weebies are Steve Tannen and Deb Talon. They released their first album together, Happiness, in 2004, but both already had solo careers before deciding to work together. Talon's first solo album, 1999, Something's Burning, won the Acoustic Guitar Magazine Homegrown CD Award and earned 3 Boston Music Award nominations. Talon has released 3 solo albums to date, and her songs have appeared in several TV shows. Tannen has won the Mid-Atlantic Song Contest, the ABET Music Contest, the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, and he's been a finalist at the Sierra Songwriters Festival. He has 2 solo albums to his credit. Their new album together, As the Weepies, the group's 2nd Say I Am You, comes out March 7th. And we start with this performance of World Spins Madly On, the Weepies.
In bed, I thought of you and where you'd gone. Let the world spin madly on. And everything that I said I'd do, like make the world brand new and take the time for you, I just got lost. Slept right through the dawn, and the world spins madly on.
Spins Madly On is the Weepies playing live for us today. Deb Talon and Steve Tannen. And if you think in your mind, gosh, I know that song. I've heard that song somewhere. Actually, you hear it everywhere, from what I understand. It's been on a couple TV shows. It was recently on Grey's Anatomy. And it's going to be in a movie?
Yeah, it's coming out in April. Friends with Money. Is the movie.
It's a new Jennifer Aniston movie directed by Nicole Holofcener. Friends with Money, it's got Frances McDormand, who's like my favorite. She's awesome.
Joan Cusack.
It's a great film.
Wow. Now, Steve, you're originally from L.A. and you did...
No, I'm not. I lived in L.A. for a little while. I grew up in Australia, Canada, and New York. Wow. My dad's from Brooklyn, and I went to high school in New York. And then went to California sort of right around when I was 18. And wandered around a little until, and I was just looking for Deb Talon, and I found
her. I wasn't there at the time, so he left, and then.
Yeah.
Well, and you've had, both of you have solo careers, have got solo albums, a bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
So the question has to be, how and why? How did you meet, and why did it work so well?
Well, we met through, sort of because we became aware of each other's solo careers and heard those sort of first solo albums that we each had made.
I was a big Deb Talon fan, and I was I lived with a record called Something Burning by Deb for just like a month, and then I got an email from Deb Talon, and I thought it was my brother making a joke because, you know, you can sort of change where who it's from, and she was like, hey, I really love your first record, and so I hunted her down after that.
It was mutual hunting down, but and I think, I mean, we've talked about this since some, that we definitely heard something kindred in the writing and the music that we each were making on our own. Even some weird stuff like using the same phrase in different songs.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little odd.
Well, how would you describe what it is that you share?
I think it's a similar link up of like visuals and intense feeling. Like, I don't know. That's I just pulled that out of my right now. But I think there is. There's something like that. Some way that we link up words to create or pull on that sense of emotion that we have from whatever we're writing is somehow similar. That generative side of it.
I think our writing styles, and by that I mean just the way that we write, are really similar. And I didn't know that at the time, but as I'm sort of an OCD writer where I just write all the time, and it, you know, in the middle of conversation, you need to write something down because you have an idea or a sort of turn of phrase. And when I met Deb, she one of the first times I met her, she's like, you know, I just need 5 minutes here in the middle of a conversation to write something down. And I was like, that's it. That's
so cool.
That's what I do. Yeah.
The Weepies are with us today, and what do you guys want to do? Do another one from the album?
Yeah, I think we'll do Gotta Have You. One, two, three, four.
Gray, quiet and tired and mean, picking at a worried seam. I try to make you mad at me over the phone, red eyes and fires and signs. I'm taken by a nursery rhyme. I wanna make a ray of sunshine. Never leave home. No amount of coffee, no amount of crying, no amount of whiskey, no amount of wine. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you. I've gotta.
Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you. I've gotta have you.
Sleepies are playing live for us today, and that's got to have you. Another one from Say I Am You, their second album, and that's Deb Talon on vocals and the acoustic guitar. Dancing electric guitarist today. Yes, folks, there's more than one. Who's playing today?
This is Megan Tuohy. She's a friend of ours we've been playing with for years, a fantastic songwriter and a great guitarist, and we're really happy to have her. Thanks for coming, Meg.
And she's a huge part of this new album of ours, too. She's all over there.
Deb, I was noticing something while you were singing.
Yeah?
I'm kind of a fan of your voice, and I kind of like the kind of nonchalant way you sing. And I noticed you don't move your mouth when you sing.
Yikes, really? Is that true? That's
I don't
scary
know.
To know.
I don't know. That could have something to do with your that patented Deb Talon sound.
This is the difference between me and you, David. I don't look at the mouth. I'm looking at the hips, the way they're moving when she sings.
Sometimes I barely move. I know that. I don't know.
I got to ask why you became the Weepies, because, of course, I think of, tragic movies.
Sure.
Things like that.
I'll start with it. It harkens back to something I think we both heard in each other's music to start with, and that is that I know when we both write, we want to sort of access that place in people that is where deep emotion comes from. It's where we write from, and it's where we hope to sort of reach people.
But it's not like they're definitely not all sad songs.
No, not by any means. I mean, I think that sort of reservoir, the place of deep emotion where like joy and sorrow kind of come from the same level or same lake or something. How about that other?
Well, it was in our lexicon anyway. When we had been hanging out for about 2 years before we sort of became the Weepies, and it was the name, we had that name for people we could take with us to go see Pinocchio, people who we wouldn't be embarrassed weeping after Monstro and he gets back with his dad. And it's sort of a tuggy feeling. And when that we were looking for a name for the band, we thought, well, how about just the Weepies?
Yeah, because that's what we call our friends who are Weepers, Weepies.
I don't know. Tuggy Feelings is a pretty good name, too. So, I don't
Tuggy know. Feelings.
David Dye and the Tuggy Feeling.
Yeah. Tuggy Feelings. No, I don't want to confuse people. The Weepies are indeed here today. You mentioned wanting to do a really early song. Is this one you've recorded or not?
Rocks and Water, that one? Yeah, we have. Actually, that's a song that we, both Steve and I recorded it on our second quote-unquote solo albums, and I say quote-unquote just because we basically recorded most of them together and produced them together. But my album, A Bird Flies Out, and Steve's album, Stopped at a Green Light, my version is kind of like Appalachian, sort of spooky, and the one on Steve's is really great, like kind of Tom Petty rocker. And now when we do it together and with Meg, it's sort of taken on a new life.
It's the first song we ever wrote together.
Wow.
One, two, three, four.
Don't forget the time. take any kindness. It's a demon in disguise. I will be rocks, I will be water. I will leave this to my daughter. Lift your head up in the wind. And when you feel yourself grow colder, wrap the night around your shoulders.
Up with a song from our first Weepies album, Happiness. It's called Somebody Loved.
Turning high above.
The Weebies, Deb Talon, Steve Tannen, and also Megan Toohey on guitar on that, and all the tunes today. Thank you all so
Thank
much.
Thank you for having us, David.
We love your show. A treat. Thanks for having us on.
A treat. The Weebies are guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thank you.